We've had about 60 incidences of avian influenza in primarily the western and central parts of this country. The critical challenge here is to make sure that we contain the circumstances when they are discovered through biosecurity measures, and we're trying to work with producers and producer groups to get the word out. We're also working with our trading partners to make sure that as folks make decisions in other countries concerning exports, that they limit the limitation or the bans on exports to the regions that have been actually impacted and affected by this. We have a lot of poultry producers on the eastern side of the United States who have yet to be touched by this, fortunately. So we want to keep those export opportunities open as best we can. I would say right now probably 12% to 14% of our exports in poultry have been impacted and affected by this, and hopefully the market will be able to absorb that. And in the meantime, we're working with countries to make sure these bans, to the extent that they are instituted, are as limited as possible.